essential oils, doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have open lines. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But I'm in the process of working up the whole subject of population control, because this is one of the greatest crimes ever committed against humanity, and of course, I believe that the perpetrators of this massive crime should be put before the bar of justice and should be tried and executed for mass genocide that dwarfs everything that the Nazis or even Sherman Mao or the communists ever conceived of, because they intend to kill off most of the people in the world. They have an agenda. They know what they're doing. They have stated publicly what they're going to do. But it's so preposterous that people, the average human being, refuses to accept that anything could be this evil. But unfortunately, it is. This is really what we're up against. And it's time the American people understood what we're up against and took an action against it. If you understand and you listen to what the people say, whether it's Alexander King, who certainly talked about the problem in Guyana, where, of course, the use of DDT had prolonged the lives of the people. Children weren't dying as rapidly as they had, and he came out certainly strongly against continued use of DDT, because it was saving lives. Or Bertrand Russell, who talked about in his book The Impact of Science on Society, on page 103, how we couldn't kill off enough people with abortion and contraception, and even war didn't work very well. What we did, it was a black plague to sweep the earth every generation, so we could just continue killing large numbers of people. Or Jacques Cousteau, who called for the elimination of 350,000 people a day, called for this in something called the UNESCO Courier. We have the publication. Copies are available from Radio Liberty. If you want to actually read in his own words what he advocated, eliminating 350,000 people a day. I mean, he makes Adolf Hitler look a piker, certainly in about 60 days, he could eliminate more than the 6 million Jews that Adolf Hitler eliminated. Yes, sir, Jacques Cousteau, but you're never going to read about that in the paper. He's one of those heroes. A man named David Graeber, who worked for the Forestry Service, advocated, just fighting the right virus to come along and kill off man because he was a scourge on humanity. And David Foreman, who wanted to get the world population down to 100 million. He was the founder of Earth First. And, it's interesting. I was up on his website several years ago. Fortunately, I did copy the things that he said, where he was talking about the necessity of killing off large numbers of people. But they've taken most of that down now. But he's openly advocated getting the world population down to 100 million. That means killing off, you know, about 99% of the world's population. He knows exactly what he's saying about, and he's financed by some of the wealthiest people in the country. And then, of course, we have Eric Pienka. He's a professor at the University of Texas who, back in 2006, openly advocated killing off 90% of the world's population, preferably using the Ebola virus because it was much more effective than AIDS, which kills so much more slowly. And there's Sam Keen, who made a similar statement at the 1995 Gorbachev meeting in San Francisco or Santa Clara. My friend Barrett Jost was there and got the tapes where he advocated killing off 90% of the population of the world. And, of course, that's exactly what's advocated on the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton. And if you haven't been to Elberton, it's well worthwhile going. Or, Cindy, you can go up on my website, FraserLiberty.com, and see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones and the inscription on the occult inscription on those gigantic slabs of granite there. And of course, that was put up by a secret society. My friend Chris Pinto has been researching that, and he says this is obviously the Rosicrucians. And of course, they were a forerunner of the Masons, but the Rosicrucians still operate their secret society openly in the United States, and most people have no idea what it implies. But you get into the Rosicrucians, and you learn their secrets, and you are in real trouble because you will never get out alive. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524, but we can give you example after example of people openly advocating, of course, this mass extermination, whether it be the Rockefeller Foundation, whether it would be people like Bill Gates, who certainly has a worldwide vaccination program. He's totally committed to population control and has even said the vaccine program will limit the population. But when somebody pointed out it was a horrible thing to say, he said, no, it's just because basically if we can keep children from dying in early life, why, mothers won't have so many children. And so by having a vaccination program, why, we can certainly limit the number of children, because, of course, women will not have children if they know they're not going to die. And if you really believe that, no, ladies and gentlemen, they're using the vaccination program to kill off children. This is what it's all about. They may be putting contraceptives into the vaccines today, as they have in the past. We know they put contraceptives in the vaccines in both Philippines and in Kenya, because I talked to doctors of both areas, and they confirmed the fact that they were actually using a contraceptive vaccine without the permission of the women, putting in a choriogonadotropin so the woman would have miscarriages, depriving women of the right to have children because the elite don't think they should. Our number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. It's talk radio. We need someone to talk to.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
The only way they know how. Well, Dr. Stan, it's open line this morning, so we need you to call in here at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But it's interesting, of course, what they have been able to accomplish. Actually, number of children the average woman has dropped from 6 to 2.9 at the present time. And it, of course, is most dramatic in the countries that are operated by or where we have occupation troops, countries like Japan and South Korea and Germany have all seen dramatic drop in the number of children born per family. The fertility rate is down by 1.4 in Germany, 1.2 in Japan, about 1.2 in Taiwan and Sydney in South Korea. And, you look at the countries throughout the world, a lot of countries are simply dying off. Countries of Europe are dying off. It takes 2.1 children per family to reproduce. The population in many of the countries in Europe are running 1.2 or 1.4 children per family. And in two generations, they'll all be gone. This is going to happen to Japan, where, of course, their population is going to be dropping it will be about a quarter of what it is today, 100 years from now. And Japan is a nation. As an industrial nation will certainly die off. And of course, the elite who have this all planned. Oh my goodness, we're going to reduce the population. But then there's always the unintended consequences. Throughout the world, and especially in Japan, but here in the United States. And that is when you kill off all the children and you don't allow immigration. Why then, who's going to take care of the elderly? And of course, you have far more elderly, retired, living on pensions supplied by the state, and then you have people working. And then what happens? Well, that's what's happening here in the United States. I mean, they've killed off 53 million abortions, and probably equally that number, maybe even more than that, as far as blocking the children through sterilization and contraceptives, and then, of course, the poisoning of our food supply. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they poison us with diet injections and injunctions, as Bertrand Russell advocated in his book, The Impact of Science on Society. But I said the diet, I mean, they put aspartame in our food. They know this is a contraceptive. They put bisphenol in our food. This is something that is plastics, lines all the tin cans. There are lots of other things they could use. They've left it there for 50 years, knowing full well it destroys reproduction They can take in the, all the colors and dyes and artificial odors and aromas that we have. And they know this, these things are toxic, carcinogenic, and they also, of course, block reproduction. Assuming they know that what they're doing, let's try the genetically modified food, the fluoride in the drinking water, the aluminum and mercury in the vaccines, all of which poison reproduction, as well as encouraging cancer, so that they prevent their birth on one end and they kill them off earlier on the other. But all of these things have a dramatic impact because, of course, now, of course, with 56 million Americans retired and receiving Social Security and Medicare, and then another 79 million in the process of retiring, those are the baby boomers, we're already starting to retire in the next 20 years. We'll have an additional 75 to 79 million Americans living on Social Security and Medicare. And ladies and gentlemen, before you, basically, you're going to have, you know, one person or working for every person retired, or maybe one person working for every two people retired before long as they destroy our job base. And, of course, the person who's working is not going to be able to keep any money because it's all going to have to go to those who retire. Of course, that's the reason they've come up with this super Congress that is going to be utilized to cut Social Security and Medicare. And all the congressmen will be able to say, well, shucks, that wasn't my idea. I didn't want that. I didn't vote for that, but they just imposed this on us, and because, of course, they know that this is the law of unintended consequences. When they set out to kill off and prevent the births of hundreds of millions of people here in the United States, they never thought about, they just forgot, what are you going to do with all these social welfare programs that have to be funded by the people who are working? And if nobody's working, we've sent our jobs overseas. We're lowering the income of the average American, and then we're going to have all these people retired receiving money from the government. Where's the government going to get the money? And the whole system is beginning to break down. The law of unintended consequences, this is happening in Japan and in Taiwan. And in Korea, these social welfare programs like Social Security work pretty well for a time. But eventually, of course, when you get to the point where the Ponzi scheme doesn't work any longer. And Social Security is and always has been a Ponzi scheme. And now there's just not enough money coming in to take care of the money going out. And the whole system is beginning to break down. Well, this is Open Lines, and we need your call. So give us a call at 877-254-7524 if you're coming to hear me talk on Saturday. Love to know you're going to be there. I'm going to be talking to Littleton, Colorado. And if you're interested, you probably can still get a reservation by calling our number. They'll tell you who to call there in Colorado. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, I'm going to be talking about on the covert agenda. This has to do with the secret society that rules the world. Well, who do we have calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Susie from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Susan. How you doing?
I'd like to talk about a related item that you're talking about this morning, about ICLEI. I'd like the people in Fort Collins to know how much money is being spent on ICLEI and how much and what it's for. $9.3 million program to tell people how to buy government-approved light bulbs and dishwashers. $1.4 million to tell people how to water lawns, wash clothes, and how to take showers. $835,000 to tell people how to feel when walking outdoors. 250,000 to tell people how to ride bicycles. 150,000 to create a tax on driving. And one more, 835,000 to tell private business owners how to change light bulbs, wash dishes, and how to charge customers more. This was in the 2011-2012 city manager's recommended budget for the city of Fort Collins, and we've been paying dues to ICLEI for 18 years now. So,
well,
you
like
go from there?
What ICLEI is?
And they complain that they don't have any money up here, and look at, add that up.
I know. It is just amazing, but you see, these are all the programs that, now, for those who don't know, this is the, ICLEI is the International Coalition for Local Environmental Initiatives. It is a subversive international organization intent upon promoting Agenda 21 in communities across the world. And cities actually sign contracts with this subversive organization, fund this subversive organization, and their whole goal is total control of the local communities and certainly a destruction of our way of life. They want to lower our living standards. They want to control every aspect of our lives. Are you getting the people waked up there, Susan? Are people
well, it's been real hard, Dr. Stan. They either wake up or most of them just, they don't even want to hear it. They don't want to listen about it. They just, I don't know. I think there's a lot of covert activity up here. People that maybe are one of them, but yet they're trying to tell every one of us that have caught on that we're the one with the tinfoil hat.
Well, I think that all we have to do, you know, is as things get worse, people are going to be looking for answers.
And, for your listeners, there's a wonderful article in Nexus Magazine, www.nexusmagazine.com, the August-September 2011 issue, Technocracy, Carbon Currency, and Smart Grids. And that pretty much lays it out, and it's coming down like a ball-peen hammer right now. There's just running this stuff down our throats here at Fort Collins. And in here it indicates that on October 27th, 2009, the Obama administration unveiled its smart grid plan by awarding $3.4 million to 100 smart grid projects. According to the Department of Energy's press release, there's going to be 850 sensors called phaser measurement units to monitor the overall grid nationwide. 200,000 smart transformers, 700 automated substations, 1 million in-home displays, and 345,000 load-controlled devices in the home. But this really talks about the carbon credits in here, and I'm telling you, I'll fax this to you. Why don't you give me your phone number, your fax number real quick?
It's 831-464-8427.
Slow down. 831.
I'm sorry, 464.
464.
You know, for the my mind has gone blank. What you call 800 number and we'll get it for you.
Okay. All right. I understand that. It's early in the morning.
927.
Dr. Stan, I just don't know what it's going to take for these people to wake up. I don't know if they're just so comfortable. They have children in their house. They have Wi-Fi in their house. Kids are getting sick with cancer every day. After reading this article, I've come to the conclusion that the increase in autism is probably equal to the increase in all the electro pollution we've got and the dirty electricity that comes off of it. Because it says it's one of the articles that I read said it affects a child and even in the womb. And you know, I'm just beside myself. I'm going to hang up and listen now.
Well, we don't have another caller. You can't hang up.
All right, I'll hang up.
Our number is 877-254-7524. But there is a master plan to destroy Western civilization. It's called Agenda 21. It is the official policy of the United Nations, and people say, that's crazy. Why would anybody in the right mind want to destroy Western civilization? And the answer is very simple. These people are not in the right mind. But this is the program that's implemented by the Obama administration, but it was implemented by the Bush administration before that, and then of course.
Well, it says it comes originally from the 1930s, technocracy.
Yeah. Yeah, these things are moving, and they're moving very rapidly, and all we can do is, people are going to wake up now, or they're going to wake up maybe when it's too late to do anything about it. But eventually, they're going to feel, the male fist of the fascist society certainly taking away their freedom, destroying the lives of our people, destroying the lives of our children. Sooner or later, they're going to realize you're right. But Susan, I've been at this for 49 years now, and I'm more optimistic than I've ever been. At least we're reaching people you're aware, other people are aware.
Could you say something about Morgellons disease? They say it's from the chemtrails.
My number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Would you like to have an exclusive first-choice preview and pre-sale with the experts and vendors of the upcoming Self-Reliance Expo before the general public arrives? This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me for an exclusive preview only September 16th and only for the listeners of KGNC 1360 AM The Line. 1360 AM The Line has arranged a one-hour private pre-sale event at the National Western Complex Self-Reliance Expo on Friday, September 16th at 8:30 AM, and we're calling it the KGNC Lions Pride Preview. Call 303-586-1258 and register for the KHNC Lions Pride Preview and purchase your discount tickets at the door. KHNC listeners must arrive by 8:30 a.m. Friday, September 16th to receive one-hour exclusive preview and presale. $2 off your admission tickets at the door. Private introductions by me, Danny Golden, to the exhibitors and Ron Douglas, Self-Reliance Expo organizer. Space is limited, so call 303-586-1258 and reserve your spot for the KHNC Lions Pride Preview now. Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, and who do we have calling in this morning? Who's calling in?
Sandy from Loveland.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Sam. Yes. I was wondering if you know anything about the dentists that are using these new things that came out with digital x-rays. The last time I went to the dentist a month ago, they were using them, and I thought that was kind of not good for you.
What are they now? I don't know anything about this.
Well, instead of using the old type of x-rays like they used to do, they took pictures and it took a long time. These are like, I don't know, they're digital. They come, they go real fast. They take some half the time it used to.
Well, now, basically, they take the x-ray and do they put this on a television screen or what?
Yeah, it's a computerized, I guess. It's on a screen, yeah.
I really can't comment on it. I don't know whether you get more or less radiation. I would hope you got less radiation. I've seen these. Yeah. I've had my them taken my dental pictures with that. I'm really not in a position to tell you whether it's better or worse than the previous ones. Maybe somebody else knows whether there is more or less radiation.
Yeah,
the beautiful pictures, though, I will tell you that everything has been transformed as far as x-rays. We used to use the old silver film, you know, and silver, and you can keep the pictures. Now they make simply digital pictures with far better detail than the old x-rays are concerned. But I really don't know about the amount of radiation you get. Maybe somebody else.
I was thinking that's probably not. Probably worse for you than the old ones. I don't know. But,
I don't know.
If you knew anything. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, fine. Well, my number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But we live in an amazing time, an amazing age. One of the nicest things is that we really can get information out because, you see, the Brotherhood of Darkness controls literally all of the major magazines. There may be a few that, like Nexus, that does put out pretty good articles. Sometimes Vanity Fair has pretty good articles, but almost everything else I can think of that is widely circulated across the country is tightly controlled by the establishment. Maybe the others are controlled as well, just so you can have a controlled opposition. I'm not in a position to say, but since they can create money out of nothing through the fraudulent fractional reserve banking system, they've been able to go around and buy up the major media. That's how they were able to do it. I mean, if they had to use honest, legitimate money, they wouldn't be able to afford to buy the media. But when you can create money out of nothing simply with a banking entry, why isn't that wonderful? You can buy whatever you want. And of course, when Cecil Rhodes and his followers first established their secret society back in the 1890s, what they realized was just what I told you, the importance of two things. First of all, to gain control of banking, and since they were largely funded by the wealthy bankers in England at that time, the Rothschilds and the other wealthy bankers who were firmly behind this idea of the world government. Why, since they could create money out of nothing, why then they could buy up the media? And those were the two most important things they could do, because they had to buy up the publishing houses. You couldn't be allowed to read books that would tell you the truth, or have newspapers that would tell you the truth. And those were the major means of communication at that time. They didn't have radio and television and all the myriad of things we have today. But now we have something called the Internet. And although today the computers are a two-edged sword, and today all of the iPods and iPhones and laptop computers have a little camera in them, and they can watch you anytime you turn on your computer, and I suspect that they can watch you even when your computer is turned off. In fact, the iPad is wonderful because it's got a camera on both sides. So even if you lay it down on one side with the screen down and the camera down, it can watch you with the other side, and it can listen And we know that they have the software in the cell phones, that they can listen even when the cell phone is turned off. And I suspect this is true with the iPod and the iPhone. And in fact, somebody recently found out that the computer would track you. And when the police took the computer, they were able to actually, go to the software there and find out where the person had been. And when Apple was asked how that happened, how they put that in the software, they said, oh, shucks, we don't know how that software got into our computer that allows the government to take your computer and track where you've been. How it is done, I'm really not certain whether they do it by tracking the terminals where you've actually put your calls, the cell phone towers, or what it is. And I know very well that they can tell where you put your calls in from which cell phone tower was actually utilized. But they're able to track each and every one of us 24 hours a day. They have the cameras all over our country, all over the world. They're installing cameras. And we're told, oh, that's to watch the bad guys. No, ladies and gentlemen, they want to monitor everyone. Certainly they have, everybody has a number. They're giving identification numbers to all the 1.2 billion people in India. They already have that in China. They have it here. It's called a social security number. And you also have a zip code for your receiving mail. But everybody is to have a number. And then, of course, everybody will have, or almost everybody will have cards, charge cards, Visa cards, grocery store cards. And then they can, of course, track everything you buy. They have dossiers on you, and it's not just one dossier. The FBI has a dossier. The CIA has a dossier. DARPA has